Workman, Brother and Sister, W. St. Helena, California, April 15, 1908. Mr. and Mrs. W. Workman, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. My dear grandchildren, we have read your letters with interest. I would be pleased to see you both, but I do not see much prospect of this, for I am continually at work with my writing. Oh, how thankful I am to the Lord for clearness of mind. I praise Him continually for His goodness to me. I sometimes wish that you were not so far away from us all. But let us not brood over this. Be of good courage and have faith in the light that is shining upon us from the Word. While I would be pleased to have you close beside us, yet the decision we made to let you go to Washington we thought to be for your best interests, and I firmly believe that the Lord will let His blessing rest upon you there. I have been writing all day. I thank the Lord for preserving my strength in my old age. I have had some severe trials to pass through, but I am determined not to fail nor to be discouraged. If I were able, I would send money to you, but the books that have been in preparation are not yet printed. Your father has been absent for 11 days, attending an important meeting in Los Angeles, but has now returned. All day he has been in council with Brother Hall from Mountain View and Professor Cavanis and Brother Forga. The two babies are nice, quiet children. Ella brings her baby down in his cab quite often. He is a pretty boy, as is also May White's baby. They are both proud of their boys and think them exceptionally good children. At the time you left us to go to Washington, we did not know how we were coming out in regard to a matron for our home. Yet we believed that there must be someone who could fill the place. We have found an excellent housekeeper in Miss Hannaford, who came to Loma Linda from Nebraska. She is almost as tall as Miss Peck, is of good address, and is a good cook. And she is a sincere Christian. We live very simply and get along very pleasantly together. No unpleasant thing has occurred since she has been here. We are very thankful for this good help. If I am able, next Sunday we shall take the trip long planned for into Lake County. Brother James, your father, and Sarah and I will constitute the party. I believe there are some business matters there that Mr. Hurlbut wants us to consider. Mrs. Hurlbut sent for me some time ago, but I could not go then. Now, if the Lord will, we will go next Sunday, taking the two-seated, largest, covered carriage and the grays. I will trust in the Lord to give me strength. The weather is very dry for this time of the year, and we have been hoping for rain. Today the clouds have hung heavy over the mountains, and this morning a little rain fell. We are hoping that more will come. The beautiful gold of Ophir rose that climbs over the woodshed was never lovelier than it is this year. We tell all who come to pick all they want, and after all are supplied, we cannot tell that any have been taken. I thank the Lord for His care and His love. Now, my dear children, I wish to say to you that your strength is in God. It would be surprising if you were not homesick at times, but be of good courage in the Lord. A few weeks ago, I attended a meeting held in Oakland. I spoke 6 times during the 10 days I was there. I usually spoke at 10 in the morning, following Elder Haskell's talk. He said that one would have supposed that I had been present at his hour and had heard his words, for I followed right along the same line that he had taken up. All seemed to be much pleased that I could speak to them at this time. The meetings were held in the new church building on 25th Street. On Sabbath, the meeting house was filled. All the rooms were thrown into one. As I looked at the crowd, I felt somewhat afraid that I might not be able to make all the people hear. I sent your father for a glass of water, but before it reached me, I was on my feet and speaking to the congregation. My voice was so clear and strong that I knew that the angels of God were sustaining me. The Holy Spirit witnessed to the words spoken. I thank the Lord for the power of His grace. I had not been well for some time, but on this occasion, in spite of physical weakness, the Lord gave evidence of His presence with me. And those present feel the power of the Holy Spirit. I spoke from the 58th chapter of Isaiah, and the Holy Spirit impressed the truth upon the hearts of the people. I thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy and His rich grace bestowed. I felt that the Lord would give me strength to speak, and His power was upon me in rich measure. On the following day, I drove to Berkeley, where an appointment was out for me to speak. The hall here was crowded to its utmost capacity. I spoke from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. The Lord again gave me His Holy Spirit, and angels of God were in our midst. As I presented the truths of this chapter, the blessing of the Lord rested upon me and upon those who listened. I thank the Lord for the grace given to me at this time. My trust is in Him. We need ever to cherish a spirit of trust in God and learn to wait patiently for Him. I have rejoiced in the privilege given me at this time to speak so often to the people of Oakland and Berkeley. I am now writing on the subject of temperance and am striving to present the great dangers that attend the placing in the stomach of a great variety of foods at one meal. We do ourselves much harm by indulging in such a practice. I have some things written for our people in Washington, which I will send as soon as they are copied. You do not give us much definite news about the workings of the school, but matters have been presented to me in the night season, and the instruction given I must send as soon as it can be gotten out. I will say to you, Mabel, I am not surprised that you cannot confine yourself much to the study of books. You must not suppose that you can take all in that you desire. You have reason to be thankful that the Lord has graciously spared your life. At times we have been very anxious about you, but our prayers in your behalf were answered. We were charged by physicians that meat or butter should not come into your dietary, and these instructions we followed out. If by self-denial you can preserve your brain and nerve power and your eyesight, a great victory will be gained. My message to our schools is that they should be conducted in such a way that physical health shall be preserved. You have capabilities, Mabel, which we wish you to appreciate. The end is near, and the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. You and your husband are to give to the school a demonstration of Christian principle. You are capable of living the principles of the truth. In your eating, your dressing, your speech, give an illustration of the power of truth in the life. Whatever course others pursue, you are to follow the Word of God, giving a practical illustration of the simplicity of true godliness. Be cheerful. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4.